Hi, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome to my e-course, An Organic Approach, Cultivate the Authentic You. I'm going to take a few minutes to kind of give you a little introduction on what the course is about. And first, I'm going to start with a quote by Abraham Hicks. Inspiration comes forth from within. It's what the light burning within you is about, as opposed to motivation, which is doing it because if you don't do it, there will be negative repercussions. Motivation is making myself do something that I don't really want to do. Inspiration is having the clear picture of what I am wanting and letting universal forces come into play to get the outcome. As I've worked with women for over 16 years to help them make changes in their lives, I've noticed that most of us tend to want to force external change upon ourselves. We've all done it, so have I. And it comes from a place of believing that there is something wrong with us. We think if we change the outside, somehow we'll be happy inside and life will be great. But we have it all backwards. I now think of change, or evolving, less as fixing what we deem wrong and more about embracing what feels right for you and then making more of that good stuff happen. It's all about an ongoing, organic process. So you may need some time to figure out what you do want for yourself instead of what you think you should do or have to do. And when you ponder those questions, immediate changes in perspective occur. With those changes in perspective, the authentic you begins to emerge, that person you envision yourself to be. And that's what this e-course is all about. You'll have a chance to dig in and find out what you really want and what's important to you. You might be surprised what you find. Then you'll learn how to plant the seeds of choice based on your priorities and how to nurture those behaviors so they last a lifetime. When we cultivate our authentic selves from the inside out, only then can we harvest happiness. I hope you enjoy these lessons and that you'll share some of your epiphanies and aha moments, successes and learning experiences with me and the rest of the Kentucky Living Health Clubbers on the Facebook group page. Now, without further ado, Lesson 1. Lesson 1 is on awareness, and we'll start with another quote, this one by Georgia O'Keeffe. Nobody sees a flower, really. It is so small, and we haven't the time. And to see takes time. Awareness, mindfulness, living in the present, it all sounds so simple, yet it's not. And it's so important. Just think, you're unable to choose to change anything or evolve or do things differently if you're unaware that things need to be different. Being aware can help us to change our behavior immediately. Think of a woman who finds out she's pregnant. The day before she finds out, she is blissfully drinking a couple of glasses of wine and hanging out at the local smoky bar with friends after working a 14-hour day at the office. The day after she finds out she's pregnant, she stops by Whole Foods after working a more reasonable workday to stock her home with healthy foods, and we find her sitting with her feet up, drinking a bottle of water and reading What to Expect When You're Expecting. However, that example was an easy one. Now, how about when someone brings to your attention that you're always complaining or pointing out that they're doing something wrong or losing your temper or talking down to them or yelling at your kids? Are you aware you're doing these things, or are you on autopilot? Or how about when you drive somewhere and when you arrive, you don't remember how you got there? You barely remember driving. Where was your mindfulness and awareness? When we concentrate on being in the moment and paying attention to what we are doing right this second, we can more easily respond to each situation as it arises instead of reacting to the triggers of situations from our past. Being aware of each moment allows us to escape regret about the past and to eliminate stress and worry about the future. The Buddhists say that there is no past or future, only the present. This concept is difficult to accept, however, because we have such vivid memories and we can conjure up such horrible what-ifs. However, it is impossible to change the events that happened in a present moment long ago, what we refer to as the past. The only way that we can be in charge of what we call the future is by making choices in this present moment, and to do that with care. we must practice awareness and mindfulness. A way to do this is to truly experience everything you do. Our life is filled with distractions. To be more aware in the moment, do away with as many of these distractions as possible. For example, instead of thinking of the day ahead while you're showering in the morning, get back into your body and its senses. Really feel the water from the shower. Enjoy the warmth and the way the needles of water hit your back. Appreciate that you have great water pressure that really rinses that shampoo out of your hair. Oh, and while you're at it, doesn't that shampoo smell good? And as you shave your legs, or if you're a guy, your face, notice how the skin goes from stubbly to smooth in one stroke of the razor. By the time you emerge and dry off with your, notice it, fluffy cotton towel, you'll feel like you've had a mini vacation instead of worrying about who'll pick up the kids after baseball practice or what you're cooking for supper or if the boss is going to be in a good mood. You are unable to take any action about those things while you're in the shower. You can only shower in the present moment. Of course, like anything worth doing, this takes practice. Here are some other ideas. When you're cooking supper, cook supper. Pay attention to how the knife cuts the veggies, how the meat sounds when it hits the hot skillet, and how that glass of wine really tastes that you're sipping while you're preparing supper. Leave the TV off next time you're knitting, and enjoy the texture of the wool yarn as it slips across your fingers and needles. Notice the tension with which you hold the yarn and the beauty of your stitches. Listen to the very faint sounds the needles make as they move across each other. Take tiny, tiny bites of the next piece of chocolate you eat. Savor the velvety texture and notice the time it takes to melt in your mouth. In the next phone conversation you have with a friend, be fully present. No email or surfing the net while you're on the phone. What are they really saying? What are the hidden messages behind the words? Are they hiding their sadness behind a joke? Does being aware take any additional time? No. Does being aware in the moment relieve you of stress and worry? Yes. Does that make life happier? Yes. Life is so short, and being aware is a way to squeeze every bit of enjoyment and experience out of our time here. Awareness is the first step in change. Okay, and as I will remind you with each lesson, you may need to read things over or listen to things a couple of times to really get everything out of it that you want to. And with each lesson, you will have questions for pondering or journaling. And I hope you'll spend a few minutes with each of the questions and do the tasks that are suggested. So number one, over the next few days, notice. Are you fully present and in the moment as you complete your tasks throughout the day? Or are you stewing about what happened yesterday, or worrying about what's going to happen later this evening, or next month? Are there particular times or activities where you notice you stray from the present moment most? Number two, pick a couple of activities where you can practice being in the moment. Use your five senses and eliminate distractions. Or, if a distraction happens, like your child wants to talk to you while you're cooking, stop cooking, and give your child your full attention. Be present with them. I find this practice of mindfulness truly helps the stress level, especially when you feel like you have too much to do. Pay attention, do each task fully, and when it's finished, go on to the next one. Multitasking is a myth. And that's the end of our questions for this lesson. So be on the lookout for lesson number two. And I hope that if you feel comfortable, you will post some of your answers and insights and epiphanies and aha moments on the Kentucky Living Facebook page so that we can all have a conversation around that. So until next time, this is Lisa. Thanks. Bye-bye.